My name is Taryn Tipton. I'm 33, and today is March 1st, 2023. We're in Marfa, Texas, and I'm here with my husband, Daniel Gertzen.
Hello, my name is Daniel Gertzen. I am 42 currently. I think that's right. It's March 1st, 2023, and we're in Marfa, Texas. I'm here with Taryn Tipton, who is my wife now as of about 12 hours ago. 18 hours ago.
So weird to hear you say that. Why are we in Marfa, Daniel?
Well, we're here to get married, which we have done successfully now.
We did.
But yeah, so we live in San Antonio, and we came out here to Marfa. It's a pretty important place in our story, which I know we're going to talk about some, but yeah, when we were thinking about getting married, this is both of our second marriages. And I think that, you know, you have a little bit of an advantage if you've done this before. You kind of know what's important to you, what aspects of the whole marriage ceremony reception thing are important, mm-hmm. and kind of what's the most meaningful to you. And so, so we were able we decided we wanted to get married out here, and keep it kind of small, like about 30 people. That's ended up being mostly family, but a few friends as well. But it was great. We came in town on Monday, and a lot of people had kind of made a weekend out of it, going to Big Bend or Fort Davis or something like that, just mm-hmm. seeing West Texas. A lot of people, I was kind of surprised, pleasantly surprised, that this was a lot of people's first time out here in West Texas. And so that's cool to kind of get to introduce everybody to this place. But it was about 30 people. Got in Monday, and we had a welcome cocktails at Hotel St. George. And then we had a welcome dinner at Hotel Paisano. The wedding, the ceremony and reception were all at Bohemio, and we decorated the place and rearranged a lot of furniture to kind of turn it into a wedding venue. But it was beautiful. It worked really well. The weather was great. Maybe 10 degrees warmer than I would have liked
for February
in West Texas. But yes, perfect for you. And then we had an after party out at the Marfa Lights viewing stand, and saw some lights that we're chalking up to the spirits or aliens or whatever it is.
Definitely it was not cars on a highway far away.
No. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And then kind of wrapped everything up this morning with a breakfast at the Sentinel. So it was really awesome to see our families. Our two families hadn't met before today. So it was really cool to see them get to interact. And then a lot of our friends, hadn't met all of our extended family. Especially mine live all around the place, all around the US and even, international. So it was fun to get to see them all, interact and get to know each other.
Yeah.
And really cool. Like, it worked well. Like, sometimes, you know, people meeting each other, maybe they don't like each other that much, but they all seem to get along great, and that really helped make the whole thing special.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So it was special already for us, but now hopefully it's special for everyone that came too. So
I think we did some things that were important to fostering connection. Like, that was a really important core value for us, was connection as we were planning this wedding. And I feel like we were successful in doing that. We did some things like wrote people's names on the back of photos. We had all of our favorite photos of them printed out. And then we wrote their names in a short little message about who we wanted them to connect with at the wedding, and some points of similarity or some ideas for conversation starters. And I don't even know if we needed it. The group just had such good chemistry. And I don't think it was just the fact that, like, ranch water and margaritas were flowing. Mm-hmm. I think that our people just really loved each other and got along, and everyone just was in such a celebratory posture. And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, there's always little hiccups and stuff, but none of it mattered. for the weekend. So
it wasn't even a weekend. Yeah, we got married on a Tuesday.
I always call it a weekend, but
it feels like it was a weekend.
Yeah.
But we got married on the last day of February because everything is way more expensive on March 1st because of spring break and because of wedding season. So we're like, okay, Tuesday, February 28th, it is. Uh-huh.
So even if that means a shorter engagement period, shorter time to plan, it was like, nope, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So it worked great. It worked great. You want to talk a little bit about kind of why Marfa was a destination for us?
Yeah. So we went to Marfa on our first date, which was 5 days long. And I feel like I always have to say that Daniel and I did not meet on a dating app or a dating website. We did not like run off to the desert for 5 days with strangers, but we'd been friends for a long time before. And so I was planning a solo camping trip in the middle of the pandemic to Big Bend and then a short trip to Marfa. And Daniel and I had been close friends, and it was starting to feel like, okay, there's something more here. And so I invited him to go with me on our camping trip, or my camping trip. Crashed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on that trip, we started dating, and so our camping trip as friends turned into a really long first date. Yep.
Yeah.
You want to talk about what we did?
Yeah, sure. It was a camping trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we camped, obviously. The first night we spent at Lake Amistad. We had to hike about a mile to find the lake,
which was supposed to be the clearest water in Texas, but it was such a drought that it was just a mud puddle, essentially.
It was like really deep mud. But yeah, so that was our first experience. Like, that was our first time camping together and first time like staying a night together. Mm-hmm. And so, you
look so cute in your glasses when you took your contacts out.
I was actually nervous about that. Like thinking that I looked like a dork.
But no, I liked it.
You didn't. So we did that, and then we woke up the next morning and drove to Big Bend. And it was my first, so this was June 2020, and everything in the park was closed because of the pandemic, but admission was free, so you could just drive in. And so we did. We got to the trailhead. I had looked up some trails, and specifically Taryn loves waterfalls. So I found this one trail that was like, oh, there's this, it's a year-round waterfall in Big Bend. We got to the trailhead about 11 a.m. and this is June.
So
it was in Texas summer. So it was already hot. But we started hiking, and it was the Cattail Falls Trail. We start hiking, and it was only a couple miles. It wasn't that strenuous. And we get to the falls, and I mean, it's barely a trickle coming down this rock. And like really shallow little pool. It was quite underwhelming. But kind of looked down the valley, the canyon that it was in, and there was this nice, deep, really clear pool, lots of trees covering it.
I forgot about this part of the story.
Oh, man. It's a great, yeah. Anyway, so we were like, you know, we're hot and had been hiking. We're like, okay, let's get in. So we get in, and it's nice and cool and refreshing. The water feels great.
Really an oasis.
Yeah.
In the middle of the desert.
It
so
really
pretty.
Was. And so we're in the water maybe about a minute or so, and I'm just kind of like looking at Taryn, and I see something black kind of moving near her shoulder. And I look a little closer, and I see it kind of wriggling in the water. And I think, huh, that kind of looks like a leech. And so I kind of like shoo it away, but then I look to the other side and I see another one. And so I look at Taryn and I'm like, okay, let's not panic, but I think there are some leeches here. We should get out. So we quickly exit the pool and we look back in, and the thing is just teeming with these leeches that are all like 2 inches long and thick, and like there's just so many. We realized, like, when we got in, we kind of disturbed them and woke them all up, and they were coming out. Fortunately, like, we didn't get any on us. We got out quickly enough, but...
Well, there was nothing, like, romantic or sexy about it, but we were, like, checking each other's entire body for leeches in a panic.
Oh, man, that was creepy. But so that cut our time in the oasis in the Texas desert a little bit short.
But we pressed on.
We did. And we
perhaps unwisely so.
We went back down to the trailhead and took another trail that was the Window Trail, but it's the one that goes from via Oak Springs, I think it's called. And that one is approaching the window from the west, so you're climbing a lot. And this is the West Texas desert. There's no shade whatsoever. So, and again, now it's probably about 2 in the afternoon or 3 in the afternoon. It's hot. Sun is out. No shade. We make it up to the top, and we both had like Camelback kind of water packs. Or
no,
I did.
I did not. I just drank yours.
Okay. Well, that's why we ran out at the top.
And I almost passed out. And, I thought I was going to throw up or pass out or both. And I was like, oh gosh, this is not going well at all.
Great first date.
I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, but it didn't bother me at all. But so we made it back and then drove to Terlingua, and we had a sunset horseback ride planned.
Oh, no. Oh, before we went on the horseback ride, we were so hot that I Googled swimming pool. It's like swimming pool near me. And basically the only swimming pool in like a 2-hour radius was at the Longhorn Ranch Motel in Terlingua. And so we go up to the motel, and you just have to like knock on a random door. It was like, please knock on room 101 or something.
Because their office was closed because of the pandemic. So
mm-hmm. So we go knock on this motel door, and an elderly man who is morbidly obese and clearly like struggling to walk answers. You remember his name?
Mike.
And we tell Mike that we want to camp, and we ask if we could use the swimming pool. And so Mike is like, sure, but I need to go clean it and like turn on the filter or like the skimmer or something. But it's very clear like he is in no shape to like walk to the swimming pool and like do all of this labor. And so we're like, no, it's okay. It's like we'll skim the pool and like no need to do that. And we ask like, okay, so how much is it going to be just for the like the campsite for one night? And he's like, well, if you're cleaning the pool for me, it's free. And so we got a free camping spot, and we did have to skim the pool and swim, but it felt so good after that really hot hike.
Yeah, it did. The water was worth it. No leeches in the pool, That was a lot better.
But then after we swam, we went on a sunset horseback ride around Terlingua.
Yeah, and that was fun. Taryn grew up in the country, so she's very comfortable on horses. I grew up in the city, and so I am less comfortable on horses. I've ridden horses before, but, you know, it's just not something that I'm used to. But so we do this ride, and it's a couple miles and just kind of around. It's with a guide and all that stuff, and really pretty. All the quarries and outcrops and stuff near Terlingua are really, really pretty. And so we're getting close to the end, and we're kind of going down this hill, and my horse, I guess it just had enough of me at that point. And so she started getting a little antsy and then started bucking. And I was holding on to the saddle horn as tightly as I could, but I knew I was not going to be able to stay on this horse. So I just did like a really slow kind of roll off the side of this horse and ended up falling maybe like a foot. But fortunately, the dirt was pretty soft. And so I got up, and the guide just like jumped off his horse and was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And I get up and I like kind of like pat myself, like my hips and my legs. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm fine.
You got back on the horse.
Yeah, I got back on the horse to finish the ride. I'm not a quitter. So I was okay, except for this massive bruise on my inner thigh from my slow roll off the saddle that I had. I mean, I swear
for
that
months,
thing was like
yeah.
a couple months before that went away. But yeah, so that was time in Terlingua. And then...
So that's all in like
Yeah, this
one
is two
day.
Days.
Yeah.
2 days, yeah. One mm-hmm. night, one evening, and a second day. And so then, yeah, so we spent the night. We camped there.
There were coyotes.
We swam in the pool for a while. decided to start dating while we were swimming in the pool.
Mm-hmm. The one that we cleaned.
Yes. But then the next day, drove up to Marfa.
Well, we hiked Santa Elena Canyon.
Oh, that's right. We went back down to Santa Elena Canyon and hiked there, and mostly hiked in the river.
We hiked in the river, and we didn't know this until we got to Marfa and checked into our hotel and was like getting ready to take a shower. But like my clothes were just completely full of like Rio Grande silt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was muddy in the bathroom.
It was. So we came up to Marfa, checked in the hotel, swam in the pool there.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, had lots of mud in our clothes from the Rio Grande. But then like we're able to clean up. So, you know, we're 2 days in and hadn't showered yet. So this was our chance
and officially dating at that point.
Yeah. Yes. And officially dating.
Made that call.
Walked around again, like pandemic weird times. So a lot of stuff was closed or closing early or, capacity limits and all that stuff. But we're able to have a drink in the patio at Hotel Paisano,
mm-hmm.
get some food.
We had cocktails at the Sentinel.
Yeah.
Both places that we took our families back to this week.
Right.
But I think my favorite part of our time in Marfa on our first date was when we sat in the back of my truck in lawn chairs and drank beer and looked for the Marfa lights.
Yeah.
Which I did not see that night.
Yeah. I saw some. I'm claiming it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a good time doing that and thought that would be a great way to wrap up our wedding day. So that was fun to get to do that.
That night after we got back from the Marfa Lights viewing area, we were back at our hotel. You told me that you loved me for the first time.
Yeah. Day two of our dating.
Yep.
I already knew. Yeah. So it wasn't it didn't feel like a stretch at that point, but,
what a wild ride.
Yeah, it was. But so the next morning after Marfa, we were driving back to San Antonio and kind of decided we didn't want it to end. And so we found a hotel in town
like in San Antonio, hometown.
Right. But decided to stay at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, I think we went tubing up on the Comal River, Frio River, something.
Mm-hmm. New Braunfels.
In New Braunfels. And just ended up spending 5 days together, as our first date. A big part of it, how we spent the time, we had lots of time in the car. But we had seen that article, I think it was like New York Times or a magazine or something like that. But it was 36 questions to fall in love. And it's this researcher who had done these experiments on human intimacy and relationship development.
And it's not actually about falling in love, but it's just like to create connection between two people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite presumptuous to be like, we're on our first date. Let's ask these questions and fall in love.
Right.
Although that is what happens, essentially.
It did. But that wasn't the point, necessarily. Right. But we spent our time throughout Big Bend and in Marfa and driving back just talking through these questions. And they kind of like grow in their level of depth and like how personal they are and all that. And so, by the time we finished our date, we had finished all 36 questions. And it ends with you're supposed to like look into your partner's eyes for 3 minutes, four minutes.
It feels like an eternity.
It feels like an eternity. And especially when you forget to start the timer, it especially feels like an eternity.
I don't know how long we were looking at each other. Like it might have been 12 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know.
It really felt like forever.
I don't know.
It got awkward.
So that kind of capped off our time together on our first date. And really, really like set in stone, I suppose, how much this part of the world means to us and how tied it is into our story. And so when we thought about getting married, it just seemed perfect to do that here and invite our family and our friends, these people that we love, to kind of see a little bit of what we saw and experience that on that first date. So that's what we did, and I think it was perfect.
Yeah, you think we accomplished that task?
Yeah,
like inviting
I think so.
Them into the story.
I think so. A lot, like a lot of the commentary and talking with our guests has been about how cool this place is, how they want to come back, they wish they could stay longer. There's so much stuff they want to see. They want to get down to Big Bend or go to the observatory or whatever. And yeah, even, you know, for me, like when we came on our first date, it was my first time out here, and I grew up in Texas. And my family, we did all kinds of driving trips and went to all kinds of national parks, but we never came to Big Bend. And so I remember when we had passed through Marathon and turned south to go towards to go into the park, and I was just blown away by the scenery. I kept saying, I didn't know Texas could look like this. It's just so beautiful. And
it's really different from Houston.
Very different from Houston. Very different from San Antonio. Yeah. And San Antonio has some beautiful scenery too. But yeah, it's just an incredibly unique place. And so getting to come back out here, getting to share it with people that we love, really, that was the point of the whole thing. Other than like us being married, that was really the point of this whole thing. And I think it went really well. So
when you look back on yesterday, what are some moments that you're going to remember?
Yesterday, so I think we've kind of talked about this a little bit, but just the way everybody got along and got to know each other, and it seems like really genuinely enjoyed spending time together. These people that had never met, you know, met the day before from various times and seasons and places in our life, but really just all coming together and, you know, to celebrate us, feels really special. And, yeah, it's definitely something that I, appreciate and, you know, has a lot of meaning for me. So how about you? What's a favorite moment for you?
My favorite moment was when you surprised me with the confetti cannons.
During our first
date.
I mean,
like more like confetti poppers, I guess, but it was still so much fun. I love all of the magical party moments that happen, like when there's a big display of fireworks or like a balloon drop or confetti cannons. But we had a small wedding at an intimate venue. Of course, we weren't going to do anything like that. We're trying to keep things really, really simple and just make sure that the focus is on what's most important, which is you and me and our love for each other and our families meeting. So I didn't expect to do anything over the top like that. But when we were doing our first dance and everybody had like confetti poppers that just like filled the entire room with white confetti, it felt really magical. It was such a big surprise. It just made me feel like seen and known, because it's something that's small. Like, I'm a grown woman in my 30s. I shouldn't get so excited about confetti, but I do. And you didn't make it feel silly. Like, it felt really special and sweet.
Mm.
I like surprises.
Yeah.
Whether it's small or big. And that it might have been a small thing, but it felt big to me.
I
think that was the only time I like really cried during the day. I'm not much of a crier, but that was special.
Yeah. I had told you going into this whole thing, like, that my whole goal or my hope for it was, so Taryn smiles a lot, but there's like this way that she smiles where she kind of is trying to hold it back almost, but then it just like explodes, and her beautiful smile is impossible to ignore. And so like my goal was for that to happen, in this, wedding, whether that's the ceremony and the reception in the dance party, whatever. And, so we had gone to a wedding, about a month ago, and it was a huge wedding with hundreds of people and just absolutely gorgeous. But there was a moment where they had these confetti cannons and Taryn just like lost her mind. And it was so cute. And so I immediately texted my best friend. I was like, hey, find some confetti cannons. Like, we're going to keep this a secret and we'll make this a surprise. But we did. We pulled it off, and it was so worth it.
Yeah.
It was so worth it. Just getting to see you smile as I kind of spun you, and the confetti's falling all around us. Yeah, that made the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know that we're not very far removed from it yet, but is there anything that you would do differently?
Let's see. I don't think there's anything big that I would do differently. We're both planners and we love planning things and getting into the details.
Yeah, definitely have an eye for the things that could be improved.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't want to get too caught up in that yesterday.
Sure. There's some smaller things that we didn't think of maybe, or just didn't go exactly the way we had planned for them to go, but nothing that was of any consequence. Like these confetti cannons, they were, I don't know, about half a verse early. I was a little bit concerned about that, about half a verse early in the song, but they had the desired effect. No, no. It worked.
Yeah.
It still worked great. And it was fine. It was fine.
I think for me, the biggest thing that I would change, I would need a little bit more 2010 rap and hip hop music.
Oh, in the dance party?
For yeah. Sure. During the dance party. Like some of those college jams.
Yeah.
Like really get me and my friends and my sisters excited to be on the dance floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't need as much booze as we brought.
We knew we
were bringing a lot, but we just wanted to make sure.
We will but be
the whiskey drink definitely
so much back.
Like, yeah, that one we're out of the whiskey. So, that one was very popular. So that's good to know for not next wedding, but next party that
what?
We have. It's not a wedding, but the next party we throw.
This morning at brunch, was it your mom? She was like, "We'll have to do this again in 5 years." So 5 year anniversary party. That's just round two of this.
Yeah,
I guess we'll bring more whiskey.
Yeah, we'll know that the whiskey drink is a popular one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything that surprised you?
That's a good question. I mean, other than the confetti.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Sure. I think it just felt. I just felt so calm all day. And I haven't felt nervous. I haven't had cold feet or anything about this wedding, but I expected maybe that on the wedding day that there would just be like more jitters or anxious energy. And there was none of that. All day I felt completely calm and present, just like moving from one thing to the next, like getting the venue set up and then going to hair and makeup. And it was just a easy, stress-free day. The only time I started to feel a little bit nervous was when I was waiting at the back of the venue to kind of walk the aisle. And I was walking the aisle by myself. That was important to me, that I just went by myself. I didn't want my dad to walk me down the aisle a second time. And so it was then when I was just had a moment alone, I started to feel a little bit nervous and almost embarrassed, like all eyes were going to be on me. But then my best friend came back and gave me a hug, and that moment was just really special to share with her. That was a surprise, how she just like came back to check on me. I was so glad that she was there.
Mm. I think, I also was, I don't know. I mean, like through this whole engagement, I haven't felt nervous. Like as you've been slowly moving in to my apartment, there are moments where it's like, oh, this is a big change. This is a lot different. I wouldn't necessarily call those nerves. That's just like, you know, things I'm processing or having to get to know that I'm going to have to get used to. But yeah, like I wasn't nervous. Like as I was getting ready, I didn't feel anxious. Most of my nerves had been about like, okay, we've got a lot of things to pull off here. how's it all going to go. But I haven't ever been nervous about marrying you. Yeah, that's just felt like we've talked about this, but it's just felt like it's going to be more of what we already have. Yeah, living together will be very different, but as far as our relationship goes, you know, like didn't really change. Like we wear rings now and we get to file our taxes together, but, yeah, it's just, I just know it's going to be comfortable and, safe and peaceful. And so I didn't feel anxious about at any point yesterday. Anything that surprised me, our officiant is a good friend of ours. And he's a really like reserved guy, but he can be very tender and emotional. And he basically cried through his entire, ceremony
to the point where he was struggling to get through pieces of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it was so sweet though.
Yeah. Oh, it didn't bother me at all.
No, me neither.
Like take as much time as you need. But having him there, was really special. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of reserved. So to see that emotion and, to see him feeling those feelings and then, mm-hmm. and then sharing them with us, both like in his struggle to control his tears, but also in the message that he delivered was just really sweet, really, yeah, just made me feel like really valued and appreciated and, yeah, just reinforced like how great a friend he is.
Right. And that really resonated with the guests too. When he started crying 30 seconds in, pretty much everybody else started crying.
Yeah. And we had some seasoned wedding professionals in him and then
our photographer
mm-hmm. and she's like, I don't know how many weddings I've done. I have never cried at one. And she cried when we were doing our first look photos. So,
and she also gave a toast. Our photographer gave a toast at the wedding.
Yeah.
So if there was such a thing as competitive weddings, I think we would win.
I think so. Yeah. We definitely got gold stars.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But, as we kind of wrap up, like I guess it's kind of a two-part question.
Okay.
Like what do you hope you hold on to from this weekend and then that our guests kind of take away and remember? And maybe it's the same thing. I don't know, but yeah, I'm curious.
So we've said the whole time that we've been together that really all that we're looking for is something that is good and fun and meaningful. And I think that's what I want to remember. And that's what I hope our guests remember too, that this week was good, that we had fun together, but that it was also meaningful. Like it wasn't just about having a party and dancing or having drinks. Like it was truly about, in some ways, like joining two families or starting a new family, that there was something sacred about it, but it was still fun. And, yeah, I think I'm just going to remember that it felt simple and unfussy, which is very much us, but it was permeated with joy throughout. And that's what I hope the rest of our life is like, simple and unfussy and together and permeated with joy.
Well, thanks so much for being here, marrying me, and then doing this interview.
You are welcome for marrying you. Thanks for marrying me. It was fun.
Yeah, that was an easy decision. Yeah. I love you.
I love you too.